Say What? Say What Radio Show. With no agenda. It's always a surprise. But if we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong.
And welcome to the Say What Radio Show. Today is May 23rd, 2020. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Dolly Howard and Christia Cumming Slack, better known as the Angel Medium. So, welcome, girls, and welcome, audience. Hello?
Thanks.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep, good.
All right. Okay.
Well, Christia was telling me before you got us live, she has a lot of things to talk about. And she was telling me some of it. Oh, my gosh, I got to strap myself in. It's so exciting.
Let's let her do it then. Go for it, Christia.
Okay, well, what I was really excited about was, well, you know, a couple weeks ago, it fly under the radar. The Pentagon finally came out and said, yes, there's aliens. Yes, this video is true. Yes, we don't know who they are. Yada, yada, yada. And then last week, we had Trump, you know, unveiled the Space Force flag. Then the ad came out for the Space Force, which I just posted in the thing, which I love. And I had posted on Facebook because the thing says, maybe your purpose isn't on this planet. That's literally a line in the United States Space Force purpose ad. It's a commercial on YouTube, and I posted it in the thing. But literally a line in the thing says, maybe your purpose on this planet isn't on this planet. And then, literally the next day, Trump on Twitter posts himself superimposed giving the Independence Day movie speech. Do you know that movie, Nancy? It's the movie where the whole world comes together to fight evil aliens.
I know that. I know that show. I've watched it dozens of times. Now, you're saying that it was a Trump campaign that put out an ad with him?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a Twitter. It was a Twitter. He did it on Twitter. Let me find it. Donald Trump Twitter. Yes. And he superimposes himself over the president giving that last, you know, before they go to the final battle. You know how the president walks out and everybody's battered and there's all the different countries and all the different people. There's only a few hand people left alive on the whole planet, and they're like all there. And he comes out and he superimposed himself on that guy's head and gives that speech. Well, I about fell out. Because I'm like, holy moly, you get the Pentagon saying, yeah, there's aliens. Then literally the next week we have a Space Force ad. And literally the next day he gives that speech. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be something going on.
I love it.
Does anybody else think there's something going on?
Well, I do. Because, especially, oh, I forgot something, didn't I? Oh, hold on. There we go. Especially since he started talking about the Space Force. I forgot when that was. It's been a while. And I figured, oh, okay, they're all set up. They're already doing stuff. So it did not surprise me. When the other peoples came out admitting it.
Well, I personally have been having this premonition. I'm going to call it a premonition. That something. I keep seeing Independence Day with all the spacecraft over the cities.
Wow.
I mean, it's been, I don't ever remember a time where I was continually getting this push of this vision of you know, trust me, trust me. If they try to actually conduct the election and Trump loses, I guarantee you the people of the world will then be rudely interrupted in their reality to the reality of, you're not going to do that to that man.
I agree. I absolutely agree with that.
Now, Christia, did you actually take a real good, did you ever find that Twitter or that ad? You said it was a Twitter ad. What did you just put in Skype? I put it in chat. Are you muted? Oh, I see. Yeah, maybe. Oh, on Twitter. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, maybe I am muted. Okay.
Okay.
So I posted the YouTube Space Force ad in our chat, and then I also posted the direct link from the real Donald Trump's Twitter account, the him giving that speech.
Okay, now when she when she says our chat, she means Skype. I'm putting it into chat right now. So okay. there's two videos. Yeah. The second one is the well, it looks like an ad, but it could be somebody just screwing around doing things like this. I've got
it's on his Trump thing.
No shit. Oh my
god. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my god, it's exciting. Oh my god.
About this is what I'm saying, like literally. So you had literally 1 week you had the Pentagon say, yeah, we got aliens. Literally the next week we got President Trump holding a Space Force flag, yeah, this is the flag. The next day you got an ad on YouTube, hey, join the Space Force, maybe your purpose isn't on this planet. And then the next day on Twitter he gives the Independence Day speech. So
this is so amazing. Well, because there's all right. Do you remember last year about the celebration they were going to have 4th of July at the Mount Rushmore? Do you remember that situation? And they were going to announce JFK Jr. was alive and would be the presidential vice president on the ticket. Do you remember that, Christia, hearing it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
So are you thinking it's this 4th of July then?
Well, let me put it to you this way. This woman, Yustava, from Germany, I think, who is a really in... Well, listen, she is... Okay, let me put it to you this way. She agrees with me, so I think she must have an in. Because she's a psychic medium that's been forecasting all sorts of extreme details before they're happening. And the reason I think she's real is that every time she tries to get up on YouTube, they're taking her down. She couldn't even get up on BitChute. And she went from a nobody to, you know, somebody very, very fast. Like, I think that we have consciously understood the potentiality of this particular time frame that we're in. But an awful lot of people didn't. But we did. And we put it into the subconscious. And so all these people that are walking out there just as dumb as can be don't realize that they have their subconscious already programmed for what is happening now. And so when they see somebody, all of a sudden that energy clicks with them and it opens up, you know, a paradigm of information. Because we've been doing this for long. Not when I say we, I mean the collective alternative news sources. So yes, so anyway, JFK is supposed to be, but this thing, Dolly and I were, oh wow, this is great, you know, and there was all sorts of other indications. We were following the president's, I mean, they didn't have even Rushmore open, and it was like, it's not making any sense, but we were making up stories of how it could be done, remember Dolly?
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun with it. And then all of a sudden, from at least three different separate sources, the whole thing came back up. Rushmore, this year, JFK Jr., alive, vice president. And then what? Maybe he'll be the president after Trump.
Or maybe... And let me add something.
Yes.
Remember when Trump said Pence is going far away and he misses him?
Well,
add that into the story.
Well, that was first off, Pence is back. I said that to you, and I mean you might have heard it also. But what I thought it meant was that Pence was someplace not where Trump was. That's all I knew. And he said, yes, he missed him because he was seeing him on a daily way. But I thought that, is there some kind of a, after all that's been going on, and they've been right next to each other for the whole time, all of a sudden they have split apart. Now, it could be something like, you know, he had to go this place or that place or whatever. But it seemed a little more than that, and I wondered if they had split the command. You know, that they were afraid something might happen, and so, you know, you get out of the way. That was all I was picking up that could be, and that wasn't, you know, could have been a 3D assessment of what I was seeing.
Well, I did see him and hear him say it on the TV.
Yeah. It was one of those, he's really
meeting
doing,
things.
Yeah, right,
did,
right,
yeah.
Meeting things, yeah. Anyway, so, did you look at the flag, Christia? Did you study the flag?
Yeah, it's basically the Star Trek emblem on a skew with a circle around it, like a gold circle around it, like an A without the middle part of it. But it's exactly like Captain Kirk's emblem. I mean, it looks exactly like Star Trek.
On their shirts.
But it's on a skew. You know, it's like on one of its legs. And then it's a blue background, and then it has the golden, just one ring around it. And he's holding it up. There's like a picture of him somewhere on it. But all that came, all of this was in like boom, boom, boom. Like,
yep.
It was all, like, released within
days
of each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is nobody talking about this? Like, hello? I mean, to me, it was, like, a big, big thing. But, like, because of all the crazy, you know, there's all this other crazy stuff going on. Nobody's paying attention.
But they have gotten people ready for
these
different things.
But I'm paying attention to me. It was like, does nobody see all this? Does nobody see? So it made me feel like that on Independence Day, that there's going to be an announcement, either full disclosure. And I used to think full disclosure was them coming clean about the alien agenda. But now, I think full disclosure is really full disclosure. Like, not only the alien agenda, but the vaccine agenda and the darky dark, organized darkness agenda with the sex trafficking, with the, you know, senators and representatives and the deep dark state and how, you know, it goes all down the rabbit hole. Like, all of it. But I don't know that normal people, normal sheep people who have drank the Kool-Aid, can actually handle full-on disclosure.
Well, they're going to have to someday.
Because, I mean, it's a lot to swallow if you're not even open to, you know, if you've been drinking the Kool-Aid for a while, you're lulled into a nice...
I got no sympathies for them.
Well, see, the reason that I was asking you that is because if you actually analyze it, it looks like there could be some kind of stars that might be giving us an indication of, is the Palladians there? Is, you know...
Oh, yeah, hold on, let me look. Space Force flag.
And what? Like Jan just posted in there, did you see the picture of the flag when they were unfurling it? Where they had made it look like it said UFO on it, because the way the letters lined up in the folds, the flag was folded.
Really?
Yeah, she put the picture in here.
Oh, well, there are stars on it. Let me see. White House ceremony reveals the flag. Here we go. I'll put this in, So, well, that's a good question, because it does look like there is some, there's an image. There you go. It does definitely looks like you could be the Pleiades. And that looks like the Little Dipper. Yeah. Which, is, you know, the constellation of Taurus, that's where the Pleiades are. There's definitely some stars there.
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure. I mean, I'm not that familiar with, you know, different. I know, you know, Orion, and I know some of the big ones. The Pleiades is, they call it the Seven Sisters, but in reality, there's two dozen or more stars there. And so when I looked at it, it initially reminded me of the Pleiades, but then it had a lot more than the Seven Sisters. But then I remembered, oh yes, except for the fact that it's got a lot more stars. So I went over to Google. That's why I got quiet there for a while, because I was going to Google trying to find somebody.
Oh, you can't. Google is, you know, being censored. Go to DuckDuckGo, and it's not being censored.
Well,
I think
this isn't something that Google would have probably gotten, you know, but I agree with you, except for that Google has been doing very well recently. But anyway, I went over there, and I'm not seeing anybody explaining the meaning of each of these images. And normally when they put out a flag, everybody goes, oh, well, you know, that's that and that's that. It's like nobody wants to talk about what it means.
Not yet, anyway.
Except us.
Right, not yet. Nobody's talking about it yet. So, I mean, I can't help but think that, you know, especially with that Independence Day, and, I mean, that particular movie and that particular speech, for him to superimpose his head, I mean, I about lost my cookies. I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, nobody wants to talk about it. I mean, nobody's talking about it. I'm like, nobody's talking about this. This is big stuff.
Well, you know, they put out different ads in different places. And it might not, I mean, it certainly has not been on Fox. Because that's the only thing Dolly and I watch, and we would have said, oh my God.
No, this was on his Twitter account.
It was on, oh, well, he might have just been passing. But he blessed it, is what we're talking about.
Yeah, it was on his personal Twitter. This isn't a parody from somebody else. This isn't, and literally, it was like the day after the Space Force ad came out and the flag thing.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was so many coincidences talking about aliens. I mean, not talking about aliens, but talking about aliens, you know?
Okay, give me a second here. Let's just play this tape. It's only a minute and a half. Huh? We'll just get it right in this. I got to pull that up. Make sure that's happening.
Do it.
Gonna do it to it. I'm putting you guys on. Well, I'll leave you. Just mute yourselves, okay? I'm gonna trust you to mute yourselves.
Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday. But as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Wow, that was cool. I don't know if you noticed, Christia, but everybody that was in the audience, you know, the people around him, they were Fox contributors and politicians.
Oh my God,
Pence was there. I mean, there was a whole bunch of politicians, Hannity was there, and what's the guy before Hannity?
Tucker
was there. I can't say that I saw Fauci or Brix.
Oh, you did?
No. But then I didn't realize it at first. It was when Hannity's face popped up. I went, wait a minute, what am I looking at?
Okay, so the space flag was released on May the 5th. The ad came out on YouTube on May the 6th. This Donald Trump Independence Day was May the 16th. So 10 days later after the Space Force. But didn't it feel like there's something big, like when he's talking about Independence Day I just didn't feel like it was a fly-by-night thing. Like there is big stuff here.
I've been feeling it, yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, we're coming down to the wire, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like, and then when I saw this Independence Day, I was like, oh, okay. So, Independence Day.
On Donald Trump's actual Twitter account, the real Donald Trump. Yes?
Our beloved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's from the real Donald Trump.
Very interesting. Well, July 4th. Well, Jan's show is always good. But she was saying, she was reading a Q post, and it was saying one, you know, and it gave, let me think if I can think of it. The FICA report was released, and then two, the emails were released with, you know, concerning Obamagate, and three, something happened today, I don't remember what it was, but then it went 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, just the numbers, indicating that you've just gone through three phases of what we're going to start disclosing. So, and I think, you know, I don't know if it's, well, maybe July 4th is the big disclosure, you know?
I'm thinking that. What went on today?
Today?
I thought you said something.
No. I'm thinking, I was back listening to Jan. When Q posted that, there was something else. Oh. It was three things that we already know about. You know, but there's so much information coming out. So much information. What are you feeling there yourself? You know, what kind of information are you getting other than we're going to have a space fleet over us in a very short period of time?
Well, I do know that on multidimensional levels, certain darky darks have been defeated. I do know that. And I do know that more and more and more opportunity for humans to come online is like, there's so much light being poured onto the planet right now. I do know that there are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of spacecrafts around Earth right now that are good, you know, the good ones. That, you know, they're cloaked because that's what, you know, the agreement is at the moment. But I just feel like if he's the person that the White Hats wanted to bring things down and move things forward, he's in order, you know, while he's still there, I just feel like he's got a little bit of time, and I guess I'm anxious to have him hurry up. But I know that I also know, like, because I've seen it from a energetic, spiritual point of view, there are so many layers to this. And like I said, I used to think that disclosure was one thing, and now I know that there has been so much deception towards humanity on many, many levels by many, many dark factions, that it's just not one deception. It's just not one hidden truth. It's just not one thing. There's a myriad of multiple things and multiple layers of things, and the truth isn't exactly what you think it is, and things aren't exactly incredibly white or incredibly black. There's a lot of gray in between, and it just isn't, you know, cut and dry, so to speak. And now I understand what an overwhelming job he has had when I really saw the multiple layers of, again, deception and underhandedness that humans and not good humans and not good ET people have done to humanity over the last couple hundred years. And it's like, whoa, it's big stuff. It's real big stuff. And but I'm just anxious for, I'm anxious to get on with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, let's just get it on so that we can move forward. Because there's going to have to be a lot of healing. Because when the truth comes out, people are going to have to digest it. They're going to have to look at their own untruths and stuff that, you know, like they drank the Kool-Aid and their reality and what they have believed to be their truth isn't really based on truth at all. But I also had this thought the other day when I was praying and sitting in the garden. On some level, humanity knows. On some level, on an unconscious level, people know they've been duped. Whether or not they want to look at it is a different question. But I was feeling the whole earth and humanity and these multi layers of deception, and I was thinking, you know, it's all right there. It's all right there. They've been spoon-feeding us with media and TV shows. You know there's a TV show on Netflix coming out called Space Force. Just FYI. It's a fictional comedy, I think, but it's coming out. So, again, we're being spoon-fed. You know, we've been being, you know, prepped for this and getting people ready. Even on TV, there's a little Kit Kat ad I saw the other day of aliens taking away a Kit Kat bar. They come to the Kit Kat bar, and the little alien spaceship comes down, gets a little, like, thing, and takes part of the Kit Kat bar away. And I was, and it's little green aliens. And I thought, oh, okay, they're really indoctrinating. You know, it really is being indoctrinated into people's psyches. So they've been prepped, so on some level they do know. So I'm just ready for it to get on. Let's just get it on, get it all out so we can heal and move forward.
You so sound like me for the last couple of years.
I'm like, come on, let's just get on with it.
Yeah.
What are you waiting on? Let's just get it on. Let's come on.
And I finally calmed my butt down, and here you are getting all excited, and I'm getting excited because you're excited.
Well, I'm getting excited because of all these things. Like, the, yeah. You know, it's lining up, and I'm thinking, oh, is it finally coming? That's why I wanted to talk to you guys, because you guys always seem to be, you know, in the know, so to speak. So I was thinking, you know, do they know? Is it coming? You know. So there you go.
Okay, I got a question for you guys, because we've been doing a chat thing on it. That did you think that sounded like the actor in Independence Day? Or did you think it sounded like Donald Trump? Because to be honest with you, at first I thought it was Donald Trump, and then I'm going, no, it can't be. But Dolly, you're the one.
No, I don't think it was Donald Trump.
No, it's not Donald Trump. It's the actor, because he actually made a statement on another social media platform. It's the actor's voice.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. Yeah, it wasn't Donald Trump.
But, you know, it was very similar. It was very similar.
Yeah, it's very similar, and it's the exact speech that was delivered to those people. Again, that's what makes me think something's going on.
I mean, what could be more beautiful than to be at Mount Rushmore, where that beautiful, you know, stage thingy is? That I don't know if they built it or they're building it or it's been there, but I see it. And right above it, you have, you know, American spaceships, not the ones we know, but the ones we don't know, the secret spaceships, you know, flying in and just, you know, doing some whirly-dirlies. And then you get this enormous, they say that they're over a mile big, right? And they're sort of like the aircraft carriers that you'd have in the Navy. Well, this is a space fleet's thing. And have it just come right in there, you know, like, and everybody be freaking out. And you go, they're ours! They're our people! Welcome to the Space Trek universe!
It would be sweet. I have been to Mount Rushmore. It would be so sweet. Oh my gosh! Yes.
What was your feelings when you went there? Were you impressed, or did you?
Stan was alive. We were there together. He was so moved he couldn't talk. He got tears in his eyes. He was moved beyond words. And he got mad at me because I wasn't. I don't know why. I couldn't explain it to him either. I don't know why I wasn't moved, but I wasn't. But to know what it's like to have seen Stan's reaction, they better have a lot of Kleenex hanging around, because people are going to be blubbering.
Oh, maybe we know where the toilet paper's going.
Oh, jeez. Well, I could use some.
We're getting low. I need to go out and hunt and gather tomorrow.
Did you finally get some, Dolly?
Yes, Sherry sent Jakey with some. And a lady that Annette works with, she bought us some, too. So we've got some now, which is wonderful. It's one.
Well, you know, I said, well, gee whiz, I wouldn't want her to run out of toilet paper. Do I have to make a drive up to see her to give her toilet paper? And I said,
oh, we don't have any, Nancy. We're really desperate.
But I said to myself, hey, she's got Sherry and those kids. They'll find the toilet paper for her. I wasn't worried about it. No, but I have to keep, I mean, I still can't believe that people are still, you know, hoarding it. I don't know what they.
Well, here they've got restrictions. You can only buy one at a time, and that goes with paper towels, Lysol products. You can only buy one item at a time, And that same way with different frozen items and different meat products. They put the kibosh on all the crazy hoarding over here. They just said, no, no, no. So most stores now, when you go in it, it'll have a sign. It'll have a sign around the area of where people are hoarding, like the toilet paper, paper towels, the meat products, or the frozen food stuff. That only let people get like one, maybe two items of the same thing.
Well, I haven't seen any of that down here in Miami yet.
They won't let us order any of that on the Walmart order thing for home delivery. We can't order that.
Well, up here, Rick actually, he found it in the middle of the week, and he talked to a lady at Walmart, because normally we don't shop at Walmart, but he was there getting coffee, because we actually do get our coffee there. I know, it's weird, but it's the best, it has the biggest container and the best price. That's the lady was stocking it at Walmart, and she said that they're not allowed to put it all out at once now. And really the best is like when they first open up in the middle of the week, she said. She said the weekends are really bad because of so many people. And then after work is real bad. She said, but if you go like early, like, you know, when they open in the middle of the week, because they'll stock it right before they open. So they've got it. They're just not putting it all out.
Annette's boss told her that they're holding some back, and when you go to a certain door at the Walmart store, a certain place, I forgot where, and you ask for it, they will give you some. Mm-hmm. So they're holding some back, and if you know the secret, you can get some.
Right. Well, actually, Rick got... Did he get two things that day? No, he went over, he got one at Walmart, and then he said, well, you know, I'm going to try Aldi's because they're real close together. He went over and got paper towels and toilet paper at Aldi's. So we've actually, but that was almost a month ago. So now we're.
Well, Jan has written in chat, and I think that this is partially the truth of it, is that the problem is they're not, the manufacturing, they were doing commercial rolls for, you know, companies, and now they've got to do them for home use. And I say to myself, well, I don't care if I have commercial rolls. I mean, why wouldn't they just take and put the commercials in? We're running behind, but we can get these out faster, you know? That doesn't exactly make sense to me.
What is a commercial roll?
They're thick. Go ahead.
Are they bigger? They're like those ones, like when you go to a public restroom and they're the big round rolls on the big thing.
Okay.
That would be considered commercial.
Well, I would want them a little thicker than what they are because.
Well, you're just picking.
You may as well just use your hand.
They're just one ply. That commercial grade toilet paper is one ply.
And it sucks.
Yes, but the reason that it's one ply is for the septic systems. Just use more of it. I mean, but, you know, to say that you've got a problem with the supply of toilet paper because of the way you're presenting it, in an emergency, I think it's better than, you know, going out and trying to find a catalog. Or wait until the mail comes to give you a...
I forgot about that. Yes. I remember days we did that. Oh my gosh.
Oh, now she's telling me, she's such a know-it-all. Now she's saying something else to me here. They can't sell the commercial rolls because of the packaging and supply chain issues. It's completely different. Oh, I see. She's talking about the supply chain. Oh, yeah, well, okay.
Yeah.
I still don't think it's a big deal. I just think that, I don't
know.
Well, I understand it could be what they're saying. You know, it's a conspiracy. I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy.
I think so, too. So, Jan, Christia, what else do you have that you wanted to talk about? Are you muted?
I always mute myself when I'm not talking. That was the biggest thing, is I wanted to know if y'all thought that we were going to get alien disclosure. Let's just get on with exposing all the darky dark. You know, the DNC and all that evilness and all the, all of it. Let's just get on with it. Let's just pull back the curtain. Come on.
Well, look how many years I've been saying that.
So I just wanted to know if y'all thought, with this, all this stuff leading up to this thing, I was like, okay, is it all gonna, what y'all thought? That's what I wanted to know.
I believe it's going to happen, but we're still building up to it.
Well, he's running out of time is what I'm trying to say.
Why do you say he's running out of time?
Because the election and stuff in November, I'm like, because I think in order to, to open people and get people on the same page, and you gotta expose, you gotta show them what's behind the curtain. You gotta show them the truth. And in order for people also to digest that and to see, he is a white hat and he is doing good stuff. Come on now, I just feel like, they're running out of time.
See, I don't think of it that way because I just know that he's going to be around. I don't think he's going to go away in November.
I don't think
there's any doubt about it. See,
I feel like because I also have, I feel like because our country is so extremely polarized right now, and we're supposed to be a democracy, we're supposed to come together. It's okay to have different opinions. It's okay that you don't believe what I believe. Okay, cool, no problem. But yeah. Let's come together and compromise and move forward for the good of all, because, that's what we're here to do. And I just feel like in order to bring the extremes together, we need to all be on closer to the same page. We need to be closer to the same book in the same library, on the same page.
Okay, my theory here is, not to interrupt you, my theory here is that we have put the story in the subconscious of every human being that's a real person. If you have a subconscious, you've got the story in it. And it's just taking some people a little bit more time to get the energy to be able to make the tuner tune into that. But when they tune into it, they're going to feel very comfortable with it because it's been there for so long in the background. We've been working at this for way too long for it not to have affected the subconscious. People know that this is it. This is the beginning of a new beginning.
I agree. They're getting there, Christia.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just quarantine impatient.
Well,
I know how you feel because I've been there for quite a while.
I'm like, come on.
Let me ask you something, Christia. Do you open the presents under the Christmas tree before Christmas?
I gotta tell you, when I was little, I didn't have to cheat because I would literally dream what I was gonna get. And, I kid you, one time I dreamed all of it. And that literally, when I got up that morning, it was bizarre. Like, I knew when I went to open that particular box, it was going to be that particular doll. When I opened that particular box, it was going to be those particular socks when it was that particular.
So, okay, so you're basically a cheater.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to cheat.
I understand that, but you're the type that you see. I don't know. I never did that because I wanted to put Christmas off for as long as I could because it was so exciting when it happened. You see, if we build up to this, you know, a little slower than everybody like you feels comfortable in, you know, you get to really savor it, every detail of how it transpired. You know, it's just the way I am. I never look at the end page of a book either. Magazine articles, though, oddly enough, I read from the back to the front.
Me too. That's how I read a magazine, back to the front. That's right. That's the only way to do that, yeah.
We are weird people.
Why don't they just print the magazines from the back to the front? Why don't they just print them the way we read them? Put the back message in the front.
Well, see, now you're even worse than Christia is, for heaven's sake. You want the book to start with the ending.
Yes.
I feel better,
Dolly, that somebody's worse than me.
Anytime, Christia.
Thank you for making me feel better.
Anytime. After all, you taught me about the angels. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so funny.
So what are you getting from your clients? Are you getting a lot more people still, or working?
I'm like super busy. Now I'm only allowing myself to see 3 people a day just because I do get tired. I'm still doing my weekly class on Thursdays, and this month every class that I'm doing is a healing. And I'm going to put it out there. Somebody listening, my classes are only $22. But if you can't afford it and you really, really want a healing, email me at ChristiaAngelMedium@gmail.com. And I will send you a discount code for 50% off. And you can have a healing for $11. And then once you purchase it, you can go back 24/7, 365 days a year, whatever, and it's recorded, and so you can get your healing anytime you want for $11. And I'm not skimping when I do these classes. I'm giving you exactly everything that I do when I work with a 3D human in one-on-one, which I do charge $88 right now. So what I'm saying is it's a bargain. But if you're still struggling and you can't afford it, I am putting it out there that I'll give you a discount code for 50% off if you want a healing and if you want to experience a healing. But they're really powerful. I'm really excited. I've been doing this thing. Let me post it. It is amazing. It's a declaration to claim your own sovereignty from the dark forces. And girls, it is super, 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 super powerful. And when people are doing it, it like literally shifts you. Let me post this here. And actually, I'm going to post everything together. Because what I realized is we also have to do, not only do we have to claim our light, because the earth is a free will zone, and then claim our sovereignty from the dark, we also have to do forgiveness, because people, I mean, we've got to forgive them. We've got to forgive all the crazy people doing all the crazy stuff.
Are you putting it in the chat, in the chat room?
No, I don't know how to do that. I just posted it in our thing on Skype. So you
I've got it, Dolly. Yeah, I'll get it.
Okay, so I'll read it out loud. So this is a prayer, and it's how to reclaim your sovereignty from the dark forces on all levels through all dimensions across time. Now, I got this prayer from Rebecca Marina, and you can find her on YouTube. She's a spiritual person. I've known her since 03. I've taken some of her classes, and she's crazy, wacky, good gal. I love her. And she does angel stuff and TAT stuff and EFT stuff. But I added on all levels through all dimensions across time because I really thought that needed to be added to this. So here I go. So I'm going to read out loud. I stand now in my spiritual God-given authority, and I claim my right to free will on all levels through all dimensions across time. I see you, dark brothers. I know who you are. I command the light to shine upon you, revealing your treachery to all. I claim my divine heritage. I revoke any and all vows or covenants that were made in any of my lifetimes and any of my multidimensional experiences or existences. I now sever any vows or covenants to serve or be victimized by unclean entities on all levels through all dimensions across time. I now claim my sovereign right. You have no power over me. You have no permission to use me. I stand as a child of the divine, and I say no. By my own sovereign free will, I declare my freedom on all levels through all dimensions across time. Anchor, lock, and seal this declaration on every level through space and time. I have said it, and so it is on all levels through all dimensions across time. And then, so be it, amen. And then I have the claiming your light. And then the forgiveness prayers, because we've got to forgive even the worst of the worst. We've got to forgive them. So there you go, people. I find it's really important. When you do that out loud, it shifts people. So I've been doing that with my clients, and they've been feeling incredibly, incredibly good. And taking that thing has been taking physical pain literally out of people's bodies.
It was interesting because my next door neighbor, I was talking to him, and he had some persistent. He's got chronic pain because he's got persistent problems in his body, and so I called a friend of mine, and who took a look at him, and the problem was, he had gone through a physical accident, and, you know, that was seen, but it was in the muscles, and he said he's holding energy in the muscles. Let me see what kind of energy it is. And he was an empath that, realizing that when he was around people, he didn't feel really good. He's very, very learned, but he's not gotten experience because he hasn't been around people that really understood what we understand. That's why I'm supposing he's my neighbor now. He's trying to figure out what it is that's causing the energy blockages in the muscular system. And all of a sudden, one of the guides for Jose, his name is, came in and said, you know, land, land, land. And I said, he's completely, completely linked to the land. I said, he found that property that was under extreme distress. It had many, many owners. It was a really weird situation. But when I met him and he had bought the property, I could feel the property was just going, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, because now it was being appreciated, it was being loved. And, I said there probably was a lot of darkness on that property, and so the fact that you're, you know, referencing the same kind of concept that there's all this crap that we don't even know that we're bringing into us. He didn't have any idea that an empath would also pick up stuff like, you know, critters and trees and land that is in distress and full of negative things that have been dropped there by the people before. And maybe that's it, going around with, you know, what do we need? Probably a big dustpan and a big broom. And
well, give him this protocol. Have him do it 3 days in a row. Have him drink lots of water, do it 3 days in a row, say it out loud, the sovereign prayer, the claiming your light, and the forgiveness prayers. And I guarantee you, after the third day, he's going to be a different bird.
Well, he's already a different bird because he had a little energy tweak, you know. But then I said to the psychic, I said the problem here is that he's one of these people that he really already knows it. He just has to kind of put it together. I said he's not the type that's going to go through all the basics to get yourself meditate. He already knows that. I said I've got to give him a shortcut. And so what I gave him was a Shungite spiral.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, that's powerful.
Yeah, because it's a tool. You know, all of these devices that Walt makes, we talked about this on Cosmic Reality, they're tools. And so instead of him having to think of, I've got to, and he's very, very busy. He runs his own construction company. He's building his own house. He's got a family. You know, he doesn't have the time to try. He's always dealing with 3D stuff. But if he knows he's got a tool that does all this backup work for him, you know, that is there to provide, all he has to do is say, look at, and I said, put it someplace. I said, you don't have to take it with you, but put it someplace that you're continually seeing it to remind yourself to work with it. So, yeah, I'm going to give him this anyway, but, that's why one of the reasons that I honor so many different ways that people are increasing the frequencies that they have, cleaning up things around them. I believe that Shungite and all the energy devices that we've been creating, that have been created from it, are really just tools to make it easier for us. Walt said, "You wouldn't walk to the store if you could get in the car, would you?" You know. So, but for people that want to, you know, that do get into this, what I think is mind control, you know, somebody's got to control your mind. Might as well be you. You know, put the good thoughts in there. Put the good words in there. Get these good images in your mind. And continually, you know, retweak it by doing it again. Because, you know, you sit in front of the television all day, that's the mind control. You play on your phone all day, that's the mind control. Take control of your own mind. Okay, so I'm going to play a tune here. It's Self-Liberation, and it's from Barbara Menezes and Craig Stewart. I don't know if you've heard much of their music, but they've been putting out a lot of music just recently. It's like for the last 5 weeks, every show they come on with Shungite show, they bring us a new song, and I just am really into their energy. So I think you'll like this. It's about 5 minutes audience.
I love their music.
Yeah, and Christia. This is a different one. Thank you.
전체적인 결을 위해 마중의 세스트라 별들간으로만 보고 KKJ스트라 트룩지 진기랍시 식스소 그룹에 마스르후
Self-liberation
Say What Show. It is May 23rd, 2020. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Dolly Howard and Christia Cummings Slack. So did you like
Nancy,
that?
Nancy, where did that blue, those blue things come from?
What blue things?
They came up on my box that is the Skype box.
Blue things came up?
Nancy posted a thing from somebody from chat saying, gee, Christia, that's fantastic. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just says, Infa8 Awareness, gee, Christia, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for the generous offer. I love that people listen to this program can get a discount on services. It's so needed at this time. Yeah, what I'll do is I'll actually just go pull it and Nancy can post the, because I've already done the class, and I can pull the thing, the discount, and she can post it. So just give me a minute. I will go do that.
I never saw it come up blue like it did. A whole different thing.
I dig that song, whatever we just listened to.
Oh, I love their music.
It was so yummy.
Yes. Yummy. They're from Spain, Christia.
Oh, I just really liked it.
Yeah, I thought you would.
It was yummy, yummy, yummy.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the SoundCloud. I've already pasted it in the chat, but I'm gonna give you the link to their SoundCloud site because they've got quite a few. 5 or 6 of them up there.
Awesome.
And
this is that's I'm posting the class, and then this is the code to get 50% off that particular class. Not each code is specific to a class. This particular code is for that particular class.
Okay.
Okay. And that particular class has everything I do one-on-one with a private person.
Okay.
Meaning you'll get the karmic clearing, you'll get the cord cutting, you get the prayers, you get a meditation, you get Reiki energy. It's got that, it's got the declaration, the claiming your light, the forgiveness prayers, everything I do with people. And my sound and channeling. There you go. And so that'll only be $11 to get a healing. So if you're really struggling and you really, and you respond well to energy work, there you go.
And it is up in chat right now, and we'll put it in the under the YouTube.
Okay, great. Awesome. Because, if it can help one person, then hey, it's doing good. I know the people that have already taken the classes have done really, it's really helped them, so.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, are you up for doing a little meditation and sound?
Well, you know I am.
Okay.
You know I am. I always am, and I just love it that you guys are so open to me, and I love it that, you let my angel self come through, and so that's what I want to do tonight.
You thought we were asking you here? We were asking the angels here. What? I don't want to be misleading here.
Who is your radio station?
Oh, right. Yeah. Before that, yes, because I keep, every time I'm on with you, I forget to ask you that. Radio station, what's happening there?
Oh, I'm doing it every Wednesday morning from 7 to 8. And you can go to WRUU.org. And if you click on Spirit Talk, Wednesday mornings from 7 to 8, there's archive shows. And I've been doing this prayer with people. You know me. I've been talking about angels and aliens and everything in between. And I have done some sound on there. And me and my co-host, she's there running the board. And so sometimes she has things that's going on with her. And so we'll talk about that. But it's been really, really good. And the feedback has been really positive, which is exciting because I ain't holding back, girls. You know me. And because I make her do the disclaimer at the beginning that, the things on this show are not, are not the ideas of the station. And so I make her do the disclaimer.
I am proud of you.
So that I can free reign my alien angel.
Yes.
Hey, can I copy these things and put them up on the alternative station? I've got this new station. The player's been up there for a while, but I decided that instead of it playing, replays of Cosmic Reality, that I would upload a bunch of different people doing.
Yeah, okay. You can take anything off the Spirit Talk. Okay. You can take anything off my YouTube channel. Because I've got meditations and I've done some live things on YouTube. Yeah.
Okay, good awesome. To know. Good to know.
Yeah, you just take whatever you want. That's totally fine with me. And because, the more people we can open to angels and, I did have that thought that I've really opened to the fact that angels really are aliens because they are extraterrestrial because technically they've never really been, physical like way we as humans have been physical. Now, I have had the realization recently that there have been angels in human forms at different times. Some of the bigger angels, archangels, have had to embody to help humanity at different times. But for the most part, humans have been humans, and angels are not physical. And so I've opened to the realization that angels are extraterrestrial, technically. So technically they're aliens. And when I realized that, I had a chuckle. I had a big chuckle. Because, you know, we think aliens are, you know, well, what media tells us, they're evil, they're, you know, got tentacles, they want to eat us or harm us or harvest us or whatever, you know, whatever negative it is. But there's a lot of good. There's a lot of good ETs. There's a lot of positive. There is a whole Starso family of light. And opening to that. And I'm actually working on a whole new painting series, and I just sold a painting. And I'm working on black, a black canvas, and because I want to paint the invisible. So I'm using, like, you know, the black background as space, you know, like, and so I've started a whole new series of painting the invisible. You know, angels, aliens, everything in between. The invisible realm, whatever.
Well, you know, that black background, one of the reasons that I use it predominantly is, as a matter of fact, my desktop is black, is because it allows for every frequency there is.
Oh, interesting. And I've been way into the full spectrum. One of the things I've been doing in my healing is specifically saying that the person receive the full spectrum, divinely guided by their, you know, by God, their guardian angel, and their soul. Because the truth of it is, God, your guardian angel, and your soul, they know your story. It's our human consciousness that's coming online. It's our human consciousness that's awakening to our divinity. In fact, that's going to be my next class series, and probably a little ebook called Soul Power, Awakening to Your Divinity. And it's going to be a compilation of all the things that my thoughts that I really believe, and kind of honing it together over the last few years that I've come to realizations of different things. So I'm excited. So let's bring it through. So I'm going to say a little prayer here. Here we go. I need to clear my throat. Hold on. I just muted myself a little bit. Okay. Angels, angels, angels. We call you in. We ask that you be with us now, live now, and on the recording. We ask that whenever anybody hears this, now live or on the recording, that they receive energetically what they need on all levels through all dimensions across time. I now open to allow the higher frequencies, the angels, to work through me, through my voice, through the sound, through the frequencies of color, light, and sound, and to bring healing through for people on all levels through all dimensions across time. I specifically ask that my higher self, my angelic self, step forward. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is our intention for this healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So be it. Amen, amen, amen.
Oh.
Greetings. We come through for you. We are so excited to come through this particular channel at this particular time. And we are the Palladians. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are your star brothers and sisters of the light. And we want to come through right now to let you know that when we appear, you will know in your heart who we are. You will know in your physicality of your body how you feel. In your heart, you will know who is real, who is not, and who is aligned with the light. Dear ones, we come through urgently to let you know and to remind you to trust your own instincts, to trust your own heart, to trust your own gut, and know that we will be in your heart. You will feel us at a higher frequency, for we are your star brothers and sisters of the light, and we are love. We are light. We are a higher ascended version of you. But the thing is, we are you and you are us. Yes, yes, yes. So when we appear, have no fear. Trust how you feel. Trust how you feel in your heart to know if we are real, to know who is telling the truth. For your body knows. Your body knows. It is a truth meter. We ask now that you begin to really pay attention to this. For your body, it knows the truth. Down to the cells in your bones, it knows. So pay attention. Pay attention, sisters and brothers of the light. Pay attention. For your body is always, always talking to you and showing you the truth of any situation at any time. We are so grateful to come through this channel. So grateful for this time with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, take three deep breaths, and on the exhalation, let anything go that no longer serves you. Just know that it's being put in the etheric garbage bag. It's going to be recycled, never to be in your energy field again. We're so grateful for this. We ask the angels to cinch up this garbage bag, recycle it into the light, never to reestablish in anyone's energy field again. We truly are grateful for all the unseen helpers. We're grateful for this message. We're grateful for the angels, the Pleiadians, all our star soul family of light, God, all the angels, all our higher selves. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So be it. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you very much. But you know, we had longer for you.
Leave them wanting more.
always want more. It just, you know, the message came. I didn't plan on that. It just zoomed on through. Interesting that they were talking about telling people to trust their bodies. Get to know your body, people. Thought that was really interesting.
The whole thing was, I enjoyed it.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm getting used to your deep voice.
Does it startle you anymore?
No, not like it did. Boy,
I love it.
Used to really set me flying.
Well, disclosure may be coming in a number of different ways. We have our beloved Oak Island.
Oh yeah, did you see the thing where now they're saying maybe the money was already gotten and it went to start the United States? Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what y'all think? What do you think? We haven't talked about that.
I think they know the money's not there.
Oh.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I think there was at least two treasure vaults.
Uh-huh.
And I think that my suspicion is that this last big pipe that they put down there, remember, and they had to stop?
Right.
I'm not so sure that they stopped. And because of what, just something that was happening when it was happening made me think, something strange here. But I think they actually do uncover the vault, you know, the one that everybody thought was down there. But they're going to find it empty, because I still say there's a back door to it. Nobody would go to all of this extreme if you didn't have a back door that you could just pull your boat up, walk in, and get what you needed. So I think that somebody took it a while back. However, I do think that there is another one. Because I said I don't cheat, but well, this one time I kind of cheated.
Looked.
I did. I've told you about it. I confessed. You just don't remember what I confessed. So anyway, and it was—I don't even know the name of the one. It was not this last year. It was the year before, and. So I went, I said, well, let me just see, you know, what I, because people were saying, why don't you just take a look at it? And I'm going, no, you know, somebody starts getting that in your head and you go, well, maybe a little peek, see what's, see if there's anything down there. Should I continue watching this show? So, I just followed the pipe down and there was like a wall of stone. I was in the stone when the pipe ended, I was in stone, but there was a wall still between me and whatever was on the other side of it. But I got to tell you, I had the weebie-jeebies. I said, I am getting the hell out of here. And it was, well, odd. It's a synchronicity, coincidence, it's the messaging. Right after that, somebody from the Farside Institute, where they do remote viewing, one of their people went down, and he went down the same pipe, got to the same place, and had the same reaction. So I do think that there is something down there. It would not surprise me if it was something like the Ark of the Covenant.
So, I remember now, yeah.
So I'm not sure. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm not normally wrong on a remote. Because I actually didn't think the Ark would be there. Just none of that all made, it could have, but you know, I didn't see anything that made me think it was there. But there was something there, and I couldn't say that I saw the Ark of the Covenant. It was just something was there that was very spooky. And I hate to say this, but I said something to somebody who is very connected to the Knight Templars, and they said that very often knights would essentially suicide themselves in protecting mystical devices and stuff. And when they said that to me, I kind of flashed, and that might be why they came up with Bone.
Because a Knights Templar would
A dozen of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been that, but if you're going to risk that many lives in the bottom of a pit, you got to be protecting something that is incredibly powerful. Again, I would think there would be a back door, but maybe not. Because maybe these people understood that this was a device that should never be uncovered by human beings. And so you got this weird thing where you've got this treasure, probably, you know, pirate treasure or Masonic treasure or maybe Templar, but a second treasure that, it you know, draws all this attention to this island, the island that you wanted to keep secret forever because you hid the most dangerous thing anybody on the face of the earth has probably ever encountered. So I find it still fascinating. I'm just, you know, because I also believe that well, not only have a lot of Freemasons been associated with the actual 3D dig, when I look at those two brothers and the other people there, I'm seeing Knight Templars. You know, I think that they're on a mission to bring it back, and they don't even know it. That, you know, but this is my spooky woo-woo self talking. I love layers of reincarnation.
So then, if that is a true scenario, it must be time for it to be revealed. Elsewise, it wouldn't be allowed to be revealed right now.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's going to be very, very interesting because studying shungite and other esoteric and metaphysical subjects and also quantum physics and a few other things, I've come to the conclusion that it's always based on time. You know, I mean, this is nothing new to people, but it's always very much based on timing. It's sort of like you got these, I'm trying to think, there is some kind of a, okay, you know I think there's a game or something that's coming to mind. It's got these floating balls in the water. And inside the ball is treasure. Right? But you don't know just looking at all these balls which one's got the treasure in it. And so you've got a situation now where if you just step back and you think about it, these are all place and space and possibilities. So, everything that I know is happening right now is one of decision. And you decide, are you going to take the red pill, the blue pill? Are you going to, you know, go with humanity? You're going to go with AI? You're going to want this, you know, forget bioenergetics? You know, we want to have, you know, computer energetics and all this other crap, techno-energetics. I mean, what's your decision? And it's gotten to the point where you have to make a decision on where is that Garden of Eden ball? Where's the one where everything is perfect? Yeah? Well, from a metaphysician and a quantum physics position, enterology, that's the ball that you choose if you want that reality. And if you've done the work to get yourself from a position of, gee, you know, I think that's true, to, I believe that's true. And why would you go from thinking to believe? Because thinking sounds like it could be maybe right, and it sort of feels good. But when you believe it's true, you can actually stand up in front of everybody and anybody and tell them why. You know the details of the belief system. So where do you go when you go from belief to knowledge? Well, knowledge is it, you know it's real because you experienced it, because it's part of you. That's when you know it's true. And that's where we go to. You know it's true, you'll get the right ball. You believe it's true, iffy. If you think it's true, you ain't got a chance in hell. You've got to commit to some kind of concept, some kind of storyline. And right now, you got two. You know? Come with us, we'll go into the Star Trek universe. There'll be all sorts of amazing and wondrous things like, I'm not going to ever get into another plane, but I may get to Boston in a few hours because there's a railroad system that's right underneath my feet. It will take me from Boston, from here to Boston in a few minutes. It's all over the United, all over the world. That's why Warren Buffett sold all his airline stock. You know, there's going to be such an incredibly, you know, unbelievable, just like a flower just coming into bloom. Everything that you think you know about the Star Trek universe, is our reality if you choose it. Otherwise, you'll just go on off into that other place where whatever that other place is. Christy, have you ever been to nowhere?
I don't know. I don't think I have. I don't know.
Well, the key to my understanding of, you know, so much is being in church one time when I was, I think I might have been in my freshman year of college, but it was the family church, you know, local Oxford church. And I was standing because it was a full house, you know, and it was, I had my winter coat on, but it was also very hot. So I thought when it happened that I'd actually passed out, but I didn't fall to the floor or anything, you know. But what happened is I'm listening to the priest, and all of a sudden I was like nowhere. I wasn't in the church. I wasn't someplace else. I wasn't in the stars. I was in absolute, not, it wasn't even darkness. There wasn't even darkness there. There was just nothing. Absolutely nothing, including me. I mean, I wasn't there in any physical feeling or, you know, it was just this my own consciousness that was suddenly nowhere. And I said, where am I? And I heard the word nowhere. And what it taught me in that boom, boom, you know, I don't think it probably happened for very long. What it taught me was that there has got to be a God because there is a nowhere. Somebody, something started to think, dream, create, and was able to manifest this whole universe that we think is 3D and dark matter and all this other stuff. If you can conceive of a place where there is nothing, nothing at all, you're always going to come to the fact that there has got to be what we call God. And if you realize that God is the essence of everything, then everything that is biologically alive within the scope of God's creation is God. With some total of us make God. Or maybe not. God's saying that, you know, oh, there's a lot more to me you don't know. She's saying. She, he, all it is. Anyway, I was thinking.
I'm glad you said that because I have been there.
You have been there?
Yeah.
I thought we talked about this once before, but go ahead. Maybe not.
I thought all of a sudden I realized there's nothing. And so I said, well, the other NDEs I've had, there were beings. So I'm wondering, gee, God, did I die again, but I'm in the in-between? Is there an in-between where it's nothing? And this just, I think I've been there twice because I had another one. This is the one that I had lately where I thought, oh, I did it. I made it. But where am I? I'm nowhere. And so I'm talking to God. God, did I cross over? Is this in between? What's going on? And then I realized slowly, my eyes were opening, were open, but all of a sudden things started coming into focus, I guess is what.
Like from the peripheral. It started coming in from all above you and the sides?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nowhere. What'd you think of it? What message did you get?
Well, I didn't know what to think of it. I thought it was very interesting. I didn't understand it at all, and it wasn't frightening. It just was nothing, and nothing to be scared about. No glee or excitement or
no emotion whatsoever.
Yeah,
none.
Yeah,
not fear, not nothing. There was just nothing there.
Right. And I wondered what it's all about.
That's where God isn't.
I'm glad you said that.
Okay, now another question to you both. I don't think Dolly has, or she just said something to me. But Christia, have you started watching Skywalker? What is it? The Secret of Skywalker Ranch.
Oh, yeah,
Ranch.
Yeah, Skywalker Ranch.
Skywalker Ranch, yeah.
We talked about it last time.
Did you start watching it?
Yeah. I watched it, and the last one, I didn't see this week's one, but I'm caught up except for this week. I didn't see this week's one yet, but where they were going to do some drilling, they got the native guy to kind of bless the space, and then the poor alpacas were. That totally tore my heart up that some evil entity was attacking those alpacas. Now, the reason I think it's Native American spirit, because one time I got called out to do a clearing out on the bluff over here, and there energetically I saw a tribe, and that lady had a petting zoo. And she was having trouble with her, no, they're not kangaroos, but they're wallabies. She had wallabies in her petting zoo. And she was having trouble with them. Well, come to find out, the tribe that was energetically still there did not know that particular animal. And so I had to hold a ceremony where I called in the chief and the elders, and I explained about, you know, the earth and the different animals and different continents and how this wallaby, you know, anyway, they explained where this animal came from and in that it was a part of the earth and to honor it. And after that, she never had any trouble with any of her animals. She's recently retired, so she gave her animals to another person, another caregiver. But when I saw the alpacas being attacked, my immediately thought was, oh, I bet they don't understand. Because alpacas are South American, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so my immediate thought was, oh, the Native Americans that have been on that land might not recognize those animals as something natural, like, you know, safe.
Interesting. Well,
I know that sounds weird, but
okay. I would probably think it was more interesting had I not seen the next episode.
Go ahead. Bring it on.
Okay.
Just close it.
Okay. This time. This one was also difficult in that a 2-year-old cow was found dead.
Oh.
No, not mutilated.
Okay. Just dead, right?
Dead.
Yeah, and that's the one Linda Howe was in.
What?
Right? They brought in Linda Howe.
Yes. Well, I thought you said hadn't seen it.
I saw a preview.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Okay. So, the cow had been counted just a couple of hours before that. So whatever happened, happened fast, but there wasn't any indication of what, except a little blood in the nose. So they call Travis and the others, and they all come out there, and they're trying to figure out, you know, well, what's this all about, you know, And then they realize, well, they don't even see the herd. And the herd had been there. The herd was there when she was counted. And so the two of them go off to try to find the herd, and one of the guys says, now back off from here because I'm going to treat it like a crime scene. I'm just going to, you know, one after the other, go back so that we don't, you know, so he starts doing, and he's doing it for a while when all of a sudden his phone started going bonkers. It was going from app to app. But at the same time that happened, he yells to them, you know, somebody else's phone was doing the same thing. So Travis pulled out the meters, and they go over to where the cow's still there and the guy, and he's counting off the meters, and I'm going, oh, my God, get the hell out of there. And finally he said, we've got enough microwave that we could be inside a microwave oven, and, you know, oh, let's get the hell out of here, you know.
And
but,
they all took off.
And they all took off. But the thing of it was that when Linda got there, it was so fascinating to watch this woman with over 40 years of experience in this crap, you know, just go in there as, you know, ask questions, but not leading questions. And when she found out that they gotten all these meter, this radiation recorded on different types of meters in different types of frequencies, she was just like, whoa, you don't know. We've gotten these, not this deep of readings, but we've gotten readings around these. And nobody's been there virtually right after it happened. So this is incredibly important data. And they brought in a veterinarian, and they did an autopsy on the cow. And his conclusion was that the cow had acute pneumonia from stress. All right? And they said the cow was under stress, and somehow or another this created a pneumonia situation that killed that fast. And he said, yeah, basically. And the herd, they found them on the farthest part of the land that the herd could get to. And so, you know, something spooked this cow to the point of stressing to death or something, you know. So then they go back to the command center, and they're looking at the cameras. And you know the little guy that's the boss man there? He sort of, like, runs that command center?
Yeah, he's creepy to me, yeah.
Yeah, so he says, so here, you see the cow, and they got it's a distant camera. I mean, it's far away, but you can definitively see the cow down in the, you know, the pasture. And he says, see, she's already down. But now watch, and he's going through it, you know, frame by frame. Watch, she's trying to get up. He says, but look up here. And he focused up to the top, and there was a UFO right over her.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, because I believe that there's multiple things happening on that property. There's the Native American stuff, and there's the alien. And I believe that this thing is multi-layered. And that's why they don't really know everything that's happening, because I do believe that the Native Americans curse that land, and there is negative frequencies on that land that haunt things, that do like mischievous coyote energy, the skinwalkers. And I do believe that the aliens, all the cow mutilations and the energy, the the microwaves, I know that's alien. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
But see, maybe the Native Americans put a curse on the land because of what was there.
Because of the aliens, right.
The aliens. And when they were drilling, now this was another one of those things, they were drilling and then they couldn't go any further. It was beating up the drill, right? But they never...
Right, so something's under there.
Something's under there that is either incredible... what do they call it? Rock, you know, but there's a technical term for it. Or is something metal? You know? Bedrock. It's either bedrock or it's something metal. Well, it could be some kind... Remember, we're talking underground facilities that have been places forever. I mean, yes, we know that the military has taken these huge contraptions that can go... you know, very, very fast through dead rock, because it's using a plasma situation where it's actually causing it to fuse around a tunnel that's all been fused like glass, and they've got all over the place, all over the world. This is, and you know, I mean, I've learned about this a little bit at a time, but to see the enormity and the complexity of this underground situation, you have to wonder, is this an underground facility that somehow or another, you know, Skywalker Ranch just happens to be, if the military had control over that, they'd probably keep them all out. Now, the other thing is why was Bigelow? Bigelow's that really rich guy, techie guy, who owned the property for a decade or more. And he did all this research, and his documents are all being kept secret. He won't even show the guy that he sold the property to, another, you know, rich man, who's brought in some other specialists. They won't even share the information. What the hell does he know?
Why did he sell it?
And why did he sell it?
And why was he allowed to sell it?
Exactly. So there's
are the questions I ask.
Yeah, it's another one of those disclosure events. You know what I'm saying? Christina, it seems like it's
right. And the military was there for a long, 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 long time.
Well, not
Remember
only that,
military?
I think it was maybe it's the show you have watched, but there was a helicopter of them, and they, you know, they have a transponder receiver to see if a plane comes in or a helicopter, because the boss man's coming in there all the time. With a transponder receiver, and the transponder was off in the helicopter. Not necessarily suspicious, but definitely looked like it was surveilling them. And in the promo from the show you haven't seen to the next show, Travis is saying, I've been notified that we're under surveillance. So...
That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me at all.
No. It wouldn't surprise anybody who's realizing what... But I don't know what's happening there. It's a spooky show to watch. Because, you know, Oak Island, they can be digging and digging and digging, and they'll get a bone, and you go, ah, you know. But these guys, it's like, what now? Oh, my God, what's happening now? Right? You know, the best one, I mean, I was screaming because... They go around to Homestead 2, and there's a well, and the guy that's Siegel doctor or what? I got to get his name in my head. He's the one that's in has the organization of extraterrestrial people coming. What should we do with them? Oh God, what's the name? Anyway,
the tall guy,
good looking, you know.
He is.
Yeah. Well, they all are. But he's tall, and he's very kind of stand-backish and reserved. But he's telling Travis about the well, and that this is where so and so had problems, physical problems. And so Travis is walking right over to it, and he's got the Geiger counter or whatever measurements he's taken. And now that, you know, it's just background. And he goes and he starts to bend down, and the doctor says, no, don't do that. Don't open that. Don't open that. You shouldn't open that. No, wait. No, you shouldn't. And Travis goes right ahead and opens it up. And the next thing he knows, the meter is going crazy. He's like dizzy. He puts the thing back down, and he had radiation burns.
Yeah. And the doctor, after he opened the thing up anyway, the doctor said, or maybe you will.
Yeah, but I also...
Cracked me up.
Yeah. But I think he must have also been going, oh, shit. You know? He wasn't standing that far away. And then they go back to it in hazmat and everything else, and they take measurements, they open up the thing, nothing. No radiation whatsoever. It's really a peculiar situation. But this
So that tells me that because it's sporadic and not consistent, that there is something underneath that ground that, you know, can maybe come on, come off. And let's just say it is an underground base and E.T., you know, because, hello, there's all those mountains and stuff. And there was that other show, Contact. You know, they show the ETs flying right into the mountain. You know, that other show, Contact. The Navy had, Naval Air Force had images of UFOs just disappearing right into the mountain. Well, they didn't blow up the mountain. You know, the mountain took them. Like, there was an opening, and, you know, that means there's like an underground base. I can't wait for that show to come back, because to me that was the best scientific, you know, taking scientific stuff with, you know, evidence and putting it together and actually documenting it all, which I thought was really interesting.
I think that they, whoever they is in the Skywalker Ranch, we don't know. I think they did not realize how in-depth that Travis would get.
Oh, yeah, because he's a scientist. And,
yeah.
You know, he's like a dog with a bone. And yeah. Not for nothing, he's been on that Ancient Alien show for how many years? I mean, you invite him out, he's going to do, you know, he is going to do science stuff. And you think if the U.S. military or the U.S. was there for however many years, I feel like Travis has done more than anybody's any done. You know,
he was just even on Oak Island.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like Travis has done more on that Skywalker Ranch than anybody's done in all their years in like 2 weeks. I mean, he's just come in there and boom, 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 boom. Yeah. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Boom, boom, boom.
He gets frustrated when they say they don't want to do it.
Right, because of fear. And I think that techie guy that owns it is real weird. I think he's really weird. And I wouldn't be surprised if he turns out to be alien. And
I think so, too.
Okay.
See, that's why I think this is a huge disclosure thing. You know? I mean...
See, that is so alien. And then the guy that kind of runs the secret room with all the cameras and stuff, he's just creepy.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me at all if he is creepy alien dude.
Well,
under that,
that dragon guy is creepy to me too. He's such a scaredy cat.
The only two people that don't creep me out is Travis and the doctor. You know, they're like in a den of these weird energies. Oh, the couple that takes care of the place, the caretakers, I like them. They seem like human beings.
They're very human. When she was crying about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was definitely human. Dragon's definitely human because he's, you know, he's scared. I think Dragon's definitely human because he's, He's got a lot of weirdo fear thing going on. And Travis is human and the doctor's human. But the other people, I wouldn't be surprised me at all if they were walk-ins or ETs or...
Well, then why are... What's their object for doing this? What is their goal for doing it?
Like Nancy said, disclosure. Okay, so
let's say you don't want to, you know, freak everybody out by bringing in the ETs from above. What if you find an ET ship on Skywalker Ranch, and your reason that you found it is that ETs looking like human beings are there helping you find it?
Yeah.
Well, I should write more fiction.
Yeah, you should.
But the deal is, I mean, the thing is, they have been spoon feeding us the truth for a really, really, really long time in media. So it would not surprise me at all, Nancy, that this is, you know, this could be the truth of it, because there's always a little bit of truth in the crazy fiction. Always. Because they're spoon feeding people to get them desensitized to the truth. Because the truth is so crazy radical that people would lose their minds, storm the castle.
It's reality sci-fi.
Right.
You know, and they've got two scientists that are pursuing this as if it is a science. So right off the bat, and you got two people that have, you know, credentials. And Travis, you've seen his face all over the place, and he's very handsome.
He's
very intelligent, and he's very nice, and he's really stupid. He opened up that friggin' well. I don't think he's looked right since he did that. He doesn't look that well to me right now. Except that I saw him on Richard Dolan. I saw Richard Dolan did an interview with him while the first or second one was playing. I think I may have told this to you if I told the story before. And he did say that he didn't know if History Channel would pick up a second season, but that he was going back.
As
a matter of fact, that statement was what made me turn it on.
Interesting.
Yep. I said, if he's not doing it for, you know, the History Channel, and he's doing it because that's the kind of guy he is, which he is, I want to know what he knows. So I find it very, very interesting. So we're at the, we actually are going over a little bit because I don't know why the station sometimes does it what it wants to do. It was long. You get a couple minutes here and a couple minutes there, you know, and you end up with...
Well, Jan's went over a little bit, didn't it?
Because of me pushing... Because Shungite and Cosmic Reality were a little longer.
Well, there you go. You backed up.
Yeah. I said in chat, I said it wasn't Dolly's fault.
Yeah, I saw that. I thanked you for it. It wasn't my fault.
Well,
yay!
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thank you, everybody.
We love it when you're on.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, when Dolly's down, I say, Christia's coming in 2 weeks. Christia's coming in a week. Christia's coming today.
And then I get cheered up. She gives me these goals. She sees or thinks I'm going, you know, I'm getting a little down, and she'll throw me things like that. Oh, damn, she gave me another goal.
Well, now she's good to go to July 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am so excited. I'm so excited. All right, girls, so we'll have one more show before July 4th.
Yes, we will. Yes,
we should do something next show in honor of all that. I'll be thinking of something.
Well, you know, we're listening to this new woman who is very, very psychic. I mean, she does seem to, like, she's got a good track record, right? And she was saying that the such and such ETs are up there, and you know they're going to protect you and all this sort of thing. But specifically, if you fly the U.S. flag, the Star Spangled Banner, if you fly that in your yard, the ETs will know you're part of the resistance.
Guess who purchased 4 flags I can stick in the yard?
I got a flag that Rick bought a flag last year, and I haven't put it back up. I'm going to go stick it in the yard right up.
Yeah.
I was thinking I needed to anyway for Memorial Day, but yeah. All right.
Yeah, and I was telling the story. My dad died, and I was in the military, so they gave me the flag because he was a veteran. And I said, well, I'm just going to fly that thing. And I finally was looking at the poles and everything else, and I finally decided they all kept talking about a 3x5, you know, and I'm thinking, I think this is better, bigger than that. It turns out it's a 5x9.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't get a pole tall enough to. You know? But I always have an American flag here, but this, I'm not doing that for them. I'm doing it for everybody else.
Yeah.
Anybody that happens to look at my yard, I want them to see an American flag flying.
Yeah.
It's just who I am.
I agree.
Love you guys. Thank you very much out there. All right, we'll see you.
Love you guys too.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Be safe.
Bye-bye from Dollywood.
Say What? Say What Radio Show. With no agenda. It's always a surprise. But if we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong.